Tonight, I just want you to be very aware of his presence. I want you to be very aware of what he is saying. Hallelujah. I believe in the name of Jesus that there are things that are going to be deposited in your spirit tonight. And that out of that supply of the Spirit, it's going to minister to others. In Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to talk to you for a few minutes about worship. And literally, it's going to be for just a few minutes. Every Wednesday night is different, you know, just because we're just obeying what God says to do. So for a moment, turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 16. And I just want to look at something in the life of David. David was anointed to be king in this chapter. He was just keeping his father's sheep on the hillside. And he gets this call to come to this place where the prophet is. And when he gets there, he finds all of his family standing, waiting for him to arrive. The prophet would not let them sit down, his brothers, his father, or whatever, until he arrived. And so they're standing. And when he gets there, Samuel pours the oil on him, anointing him to be king over Israel. Now, it was number of years later before he ever became king. This was just the time that the calling was on his life, and he recognized, I'm going to be king. So God began to do something with him to stretch him, to prepare him, that while he was called, to bring him into the place that he could become and step into that office of king. And so Saul, who was king at that time, the anointing left him and an evil spirit began to trouble him. And so because he got no rest, they decided, let's get you somebody that can play, that may cause the evil spirit to depart. And I want you to see what happens here for just a moment. Then answered verse 18, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 18. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. It wasn't just, I want you to look at what David's reputation was. He was very skillful in playing music. He was very skillful in worship. But the key, I believe, is that they also recognized that the Lord was with him. It's not just enough to have good musicians on stage worshiping. It's not just enough to have excellent singers that can harmonize very well. I was in a church not too long ago that their praise team, their worship team, was technically excellent. You know, it's the kind that you sit there like, why can't that be us, you know, kind of thing. And technically excellent. But something was missing in the worship. Something was missing in the atmosphere. And I picked up on it in the spirit. And there's no reason in getting into that for a moment, because that's not the direction that we're going tonight. But I want you to see that it's not enough to be skillful. We have a lot of skillful musicians in the world today. but put every one of them, put some of the best secular musicians right there on stage, and they wouldn't have a clue where to go in the spirit realm. There's a sound in heaven. There's a sound in the spirit realm. Music is part of what goes on in heaven all the time. Worship is happening all the time. I mean, when you look at Revelations and it describes in chapter 4 what's going on in heaven, you see that there's worship happening all the time. Let's just hold your finger there and let's take a look at it for just a moment. Revelations chapter 4. In Revelations chapter 4, and he's describing what he saw in heaven. And in verse 8, he said, "The four beasts, and each of them six wings about him, they were full of eyes within. They rest not. They rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." Now that tells me that they're doing this all the time. They rest not. They don't stop. This worship is going on all the time. "And when they give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who lives forever and ever, then the 24 elders that's around the throne, they fall down before him that sat on the throne, and they worship him that lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." The Bible talks about the song of the redeemed. Praise and worship should be a part of our lifestyle. Giving thanks to what God is doing in our life. Declaring what God is doing in our life. Tonight we're going to declare some things. See, the children of Israel, as they came out of Egypt, they kept looking not at the provision that God was giving them. Every day they saw a miracle. Every day when they woke up and they went to the door of their tent, they saw manna that was provided. Every day. A miracle. That's like every day you open up your mailbox and there's enough money for you to buy food for that day. Every day. How awesome would that be? But see, we kind of, you know, we think, well, why is it that the children of Israel, why did they complain about it all the time? Well, how about this? Every day you open up your refrigerator and there is a fresh-made peanut butter and jelly sandwich right there for you to eat. Now, the first time that it shows up, you know, every now and then I like a good peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But how about on day 30? How's that peanut butter and jelly sandwich going to taste to you? You see how, now once we put ourselves in their shoes, you know, then we say, oh yeah, I would probably be complaining, not peanut butter and jelly again. That's the way that they were. So what did God do? He started providing meat for them. How many of you like a good steak? Like a good hamburger, if it's cooked just right. How do you want that hamburger every single day for 30 days? She says it's better than peanut butter and jelly. But you know what? Because of their complaining, they would not give him praise. They would not give him thanks. They would not offer to the Lord what he was deserving of. The Bible says that they were destroyed of the destroyer. They were destroyed, and that was done for our example. We have a tendency to complain about what goes on in our life. Complain because somebody didn't treat us right. Complain because we have a sickness. Complain because we're not where we're supposed to be. Complain. Murmur. God, why about this? Why did they do this? Why do I have this? All of this. Complain, complain, complain. Our society is a society of complainers. A society of murmurers. But see, we are being taught that we've got to live in the Spirit. We've got to walk in the Spirit. And when you stop living in a place of praise, when you stop living in a place of worship, when you stop offering yourself to God and saying, God, use me in whatever way that you see fit. Father, I thank you for what you're doing in my life. What happens is you're descending into the natural realm. But we have to stay in a place that we are in the supernatural, that we're in the Spirit realm. And when we're up there worshiping and we're listening to the voice and we're listening to the music that's happening in the Spirit realm, then what happens is the Word of God can come to us and we can start prophesying and declaring what God is saying about us in our situation. Look at what happened here. 1 Samuel 16. So the Lord was with David, verse 18. So when Saul sent messengers unto Jesse and said, send me David, my son, which is with the sheep. Jesse took the ass laden with bread and a bottle of wine and a kid and sent them by David, his son, unto Saul. And David came to Saul, stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And so, look at this in verse 23. It came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul that David took a harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. David took a harp and he simply played. And as he was playing, Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. Your worship will have an effect on the spirits that are trying to array themselves against you. Amen. We must stay in a place that we're in worship and praise. Turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 3. And so, long story short, there's a battle going on. There's a Jehoshaphat didn't really know what to do. And he said, send me Elisha the prophet. And so, Elisha came down. And said to the king in verse 13, what have I to do with you? You get to the prophets of your father and to the prophets of your mother. And the king of Israel said, no, for the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. Again, we don't have to go into all the background. And Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts lives before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look towards you nor see you. In other words, he didn't think a whole lot about this situation and who he was talking to. But now, verse 15, bring me a minstrel, a psalmist, somebody that could play. And it came to pass that when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. Let's bring that up on screen. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 15. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 15. There it is. But now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass that when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus saith the Lord. And then he gave direction as to what to do. Tonight. Let's get to that place that we're allowing God to drop some things into our spirit, to tell us some things that we need to hear, and let's do it through the wings of music and the wings of praise. Now, somebody said, well, It's not what our normal service is like. Well, if you've been here for long on Wednesday nights, there's no such thing as normal now. Normal is flowing with the Holy Ghost. So, as I've been praying about it, I've asked Derek if he would go up and if he would play. And let's flow. Derek, if you would go up there. Hannah, if you would go up there. Seth, Chad, and Wendy. And I believe that, here's what I want you listening for. As we worship, I want you listening for things that you can declare in your life. Things that you need to speak out, that God says, this is what needs to happen in your life. Hallelujah. So let's just worship for a few minutes. Listen to what the Spirit of God has to say in Jesus' name.
Give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. Give myself away.
Everything that I am, God, I surrender it over to you right now, Jesus. All to you, Lord, I surrender. All to you, I freely give.
I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. You want my affection. You captured my heart. You have my devotion. See, my worship is yours. Oh, and you capture my heart. You have my devotion. See, my worship is yours, truly yours. I give myself away. Give myself away. Come on, sing it to him right now. Lord, right now I give myself to you. Everything, Jesus. Everything that I am, Father God. All my desires. All of my dreams, God. All of my ambitions, God. I give them over to you. I give them over to you, Jesus.
I give myself away.
See, I give myself away so you can use me. Give myself away. Oh, give myself away so you can use me.
God, we give you praise, Father. Lord, we give ourselves, we yield ourselves. Derek, just keep playing that, but now just declare some things in the Spirit as the Lord gives it to you. Hallelujah.
Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that you always hear us, Father. That it's your good pleasure, God, to give us the kingdom. And that the kingdom of God abides within. And inside that kingdom is everything that we need. Inside that kingdom is everything that pertains to life and godliness. And God, we thank you that we step out and we believe and receive all the grace that you have for us today, Father God. God, we speak to this nation right now, Father. This nation that is quickly going, God, to the gutter. Quickly going, God, to their own desires and their own, God, needs. I pray, God, burn a fire within us, Father God. Burn a desire inside of us, Father God, to reach out to this nation. To reach out to our co-workers. To reach out to the people that's around us, God. And God, tell them the truth. But tell them in love. God, we thank you, Jesus. That everything that we need is in you, Jesus. That you are our righteousness. That you are our peace. That you are our joy. We thank you that your word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path, Father. So many times we feel like we don't know where to go, and sometimes we feel lost in life. But it's your word and it's your spirit that brings us back in track. put us back on track, God, Father, where we belong. We thank you that you said in your presence is the fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Then also read where it says that Jesus is standing on the right hand of the Father. So God, thank you that right now, inside of you, there are pleasures forevermore. Everything that we ever need and ever dreamed of, Father God, lies within you, Jesus. That's why it's so easy for me to give myself to you. Because I know, God, that I can't do nothing on my own. The best I can do is make a mess of it. But when I give myself to you, Jesus, begin to allow your spirit to flow through me. That's when greatness begins to happen. That's when greatness begins to happen. When I yield to your spirit, when I have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, and when I hear it, I begin to act upon it. That's when greatness begins to happen. Because now me and the Spirit is on the right track. We're working together. We're functioning together. We're flowing together as one. No longer is flesh and the Spirit, but it's one Spirit united. God, I thank you, Jesus. I praise you, and I give you all the glory tonight.
Glory to your name. Now, as he continues to play, listen to what the Spirit of God is saying to you right now.
That you have been speaking to me about over the last few years. Even when fear presents itself, I do it afraid, because it's not about fear. It's about you and the love that has moved me to do so. The love you have for me and the love you have for those around me. I will step out and give you my all. I will step out and learn whatever I have to learn. I will step out in the power of your Spirit and do the things that you have called me to do. And as I step out on the light that you have given me, I know more light will be given. I know there are greater depths that I haven't even fathomed. So, Lord, I take the first step towards that glorious calling that you have upon my life. No longer afraid of what people may think, of how people may respond. I am here to please you and you alone. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power to save. Hallelujah. And where else would we go? Only you have life-giving words.
Greater revelation, more wisdom, knowing exactly what you need to do every day. I declare great favor is upon me. It is upon you. Great favor. Grace and favor surrounds me. It compasses me about.
The word says that he compasses me about with favor as with a shield. So I prophesy that. I declare that. Somebody say, well, how can you, what does prophesy that mean? Prophesy is just simply speaking what God says. See? It doesn't have to be all weird and it doesn't have to be all goofy. You know, that sometimes when people say prophecy, it gets all kind of out there. No, no, no. Prophecy, when somebody prophesies, they're just speaking what God says to say. So I can prophesy what the Word of God says about my life. And when it says that he compasses me about with favor, as with a shield, then as I speak that, as I declare that, then I'm prophesying that. I'm declaring some things to happen in my life. I'm saying, devil, this is what the Word of God says about me. This is what God has said. So this is what I say, and I align myself with what I believe and what I say with what God has said about me. So I'm compassed about with favor, and that means that everywhere I go, favor goes before me. So there's nothing that you can do, Satan, to keep me from out of the favor of God. So that's something that I declare in my life. Favor. Favor. Now, who else has something that they'd like to declare tonight? That maybe it just ministers to you, but out of what ministers to you and you declare something, then I believe that it'll bless everybody else here as well.
Understanding, trying to figure everything out. For you are the creator. You are the God, the Alpha, the Omega, the everything that I could ever dream, the creator of the universe, the heavens, and the earth. And how can I not depend on you, that you are before me, behind me, and on each side of me? And no matter what comes against me, 1,000 will fall to my side. And that you fight before me, you stand on my side, and you stand with me. And I will stand behind the shield of faith that you give me, that no matter how many darts of the enemy that come and attack me, that I will stand behind that and wear your armor that you have given me, the salvation, the righteousness that you have placed on me by your faith that I live by, and trusting in you. And I will trust you and not lean on what I can do and what my power and what I can give to you, but that you have done everything, you have completed everything, you have finished everything. You are literally the author and the finisher of everything that I could ever do, and I need to stay in that grace and walk in that grace and quit looking ahead and quit frustrating the grace that you have given me for today. And I stand on that and I receive that, and I thank you for everything. God, you are amazing. You are mighty.
Amen. Glory to God. Come on, let's declare some things tonight. Come on. Come on. Listen, we have plenty of time. That's the reason why I only shared just for a few minutes. I knew what the Holy Spirit wanted to do tonight, okay? Hallelujah.
I declare, as Jesus did in Matthew 26, verse 39, 42, and 44, he said, "O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will, thou will." So I empty myself of me, Lord, and obey what you have for me to do. Not what I want to do or feel comfortable doing, because I know I may make my plans, but you order my steps. So I'll step out, Father, empty myself of you, so that I can give myself away, and everything that I am, you can use me.
Amen. Declaring that we do the whole will of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
This is something that just keeps going over and over in my spirit. I'm going to share it again. That when God made this universe, All he wanted to do was show the glory of his power, of his wisdom, and of his love to all of us, to us. He said that he would uphold, propel, guide this universe by the very word of power. If you have any lack, he said, all of your needs are met according to his riches and glory. Propelling that with the very word of power. If you have a sickness or disease, he said, I'm going to propel, guide this universe by the very word of power. By his stripes, we are healed. He sent his word and healed us. It is his will that we prosper, be in health, even as our soul prospers. And what's happening tonight? Our soul is prospering. He's propelling, guiding, directing your lives by the very word of power. When the word is spoken, the power is there. If you need something, find that word. The power is there. Just believe it. Receive it. It's yours. That's what he made this universe for. That's how his love is shown. Any wisdom you need, that's what he made it for. It's yours. Any love, any power is yours. That's what he did for this earth. That's why he made this universe, is to show all of that to us. It's ours. It is as real as I'm looking at all of you. It's real. It's a real love. It's a real power. And it's real wisdom. You need it? Go get it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. Come on, anybody else? Just declare some things tonight. Amen. And a great thing about something like this, this is a good, it's something to think about. Had very, very good, very different words, but very good things that have been declared, right? And so sometimes you can sit there and think, okay, Lord, what can I say? But it needs to be as good as what they said. Hey, I'm just being real. You know, sometimes, you know, we compare what God has given us and like, well, that's not as eloquent, or that's not quite at the same level. So I'm just going to sit here and just be quiet. No, it's not about, you know, comparing ourselves. The Bible talks about comparing yourselves one to another, and we shouldn't be doing that. It's speaking the word that God has given you in that moment. Just like Hannah, you know, has learned, hey, if God gives her a scripture, she just comes up and she'll read that scripture. Don't have to expound on it or anything. That's what God gave her. So what do you declare about your life tonight? What are you going to declare? So who else has something to declare tonight that the Lord's given you? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, we good. I love it if everybody stood up and tried to rush the front at once.
All right. This is just the beginning. This road you're walking on is new and it's okay. I will walk on this road because every step is new. I am safe in the Lord. I am safe in his will. I am safe in all of the things he has given me to do. I can expect things. I can believe things. Because I know that he is my Father and I know that he loves me. I will keep walking.
Amen. Glory to God.
God, you've really been working in my life the past few weeks. I shared with Mark, I declare, I believe it's in Matthew, the light on the hill. I want to be that light that people look up to. And I want to be that light that shares the word through the city. And I ask for your prayers to help me glow and shine brighter, because I feel the Spirit so hard. The Spirit is here. And the Spirit, I can't open my arm wide enough, but I declare this is the night.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hearing a word over and over in my spirit, and it's believe. I just keep hearing believe, 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 and I'm just like, you know, it seems so easy. It's, you just believe, that's it. Like, that's all I have to do to get all his riches and glory, all the favor, everything I could ever possess in this world, just by believing. And you think, well, what if this comes along? What if, you know, what if, you know, you just have to put your trust and believe in him. And it has really opened my eyes in the past week. I'm sorry, I'm really scared being up here. It's really different. Because everybody's staring at you. And so, for about a month now, every time Mr. Mark has preached on Sunday and Wednesday, one word has always stuck out, and it's belief. It never fails. Every time he preaches, the one word he is consistent on saying is belief. And so that's all it is. It's just believing in him and trusting. And that's all you need.
Amen. Glory to God. So this is great. Different people, different parts of the body, giving out of the supply and what God's given them. Just one simple word, believe. But it's so profound if you'll let it get into your spirit. Hallelujah.
In Isaiah chapter 60, Lord says, "But my favor I've had mercy on you. Therefore your gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring to you the wealth of the Gentiles and their kings in procession." It ends, "That you shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I will bring gold. Instead of iron, I will bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. Instead of stone, iron. I will make your officers peace and your magistrates righteousness. Violence shall no longer be heard in your land, neither wasting destruction within your borders. But you shall call your wall salvation." The Hebrew word for translated salvation is Yeshua, the name of Jesus. "In your gates you shall call praise." You keep the gates of praise open. The Gentiles, those who are outside of the body, will bring their riches, not just their money, but themselves, their talents.
What chapter was that? 60. You said Isaiah 60? Okay. What verse did you start reading from? Never mind, I found what I'm looking for. Here's what I saw out of that. Say, just listening. Look at this progression. "For brass, I will bring gold. For iron," that's verse 17, "I will bring silver. And for wood, I will bring brass. Now, he started off at the top of that saying, for brass I will bring gold. And then he said, for stones, iron. What does that mean? It means that whatever you thought was the top, whatever you thought was the best, that's going to be the bottom. Whatever you thought your potential was, whatever you thought God wanted to do you in your life, that's just going to be the floor of where you're going to be. When you thought that brass was the top, he said, no. He said, I'm going to give you gold for brass. And whatever you thought that wood was just the bottom, he said, no, that's going to be what you thought was brass. How can I apply that to my life? Stop thinking small. Start thinking big. What you thought was the pinnacle of your success, God says, that will just be the beginning for you. He's going to change your whole value system. Glory to God. Now, let me just declare some things. I declare that Jesus is made unto us wisdom. I declare that whatever you need for your life, whatever you need to know, that because Jesus dwells on the inside of you, you have the wisdom of God for your situation right now. I declare that you have wisdom in your financial matters. Sometimes it's not prosperity that we need. Sometimes it's not money that we need. Really, what we need is we need direction from God how to handle the money that we have. Father, today, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to handle this? Father, this is what's been given to me. Now, where do I need to do it? A lot of times that money will come in and we just want to spend it on whatever we want. And we don't listen to the voice of God first. I declare that you have wisdom about how to handle your finances. You have wisdom on how to be a good steward over the things that God has given you. You have wisdom on how to walk in the name of Jesus. I declare that you know how to pray. We find ourselves in situations sometimes. Lord, what do we pray for? How do I pray? I declare that you know how to pray, and if you don't know how to pray, then just pray in the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit knows how to pray. But I declare that you know. I declare that there's revelation. There's insight. There's seeings and there are knowings that are happening to you on a daily basis. You are hearing the voice of God. I declare that you are more than a conqueror through Him that loved you. And that whatever is going on in your life right now, you are more than a conqueror. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. I declare, Derek, that what you thought was going to be where you go, that that's just going to be the bottom, and that you will propel far beyond that. Think big, don't think small. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think, according to the power that works in you. I declare that for every one of us tonight in Jesus' name. Does Does anybody need healing tonight? Does anybody need healing tonight? Hallelujah. I told you to sit on the front row. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Leave that body in Jesus' name. It's gone in the name of Jesus. The Lord just said, speak to it, not to lay hands, not to do anything like that. Just declare. So, it has no right in your body. So, don't accept it. Amen. Jesus. Infection, leave in Jesus' name. Just walk back over there, walk there and walk back. Just a little soreness left. So just do it again. Going to keep getting better. Hey, guy, come here for a minute, please.
Jesus, you're all I need. I don't need a new car. I don't need a new home. I don't need more money. Jesus, you're all I need. And I declare that you're my Jesus and you love me. And I'm in the Word all the time. And I just declare that I'm willing to go and do. Just make me usable. In your name I pray, amen.
Now, you told me before the service that you don't hear that well. Right? So he said that, you know, as I'm talking to him, that at first it was muffled and that it's getting better and better. And I believe that God completes the work in him in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, brother. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Jesus, all the glory belongs to you. Thank you for completing the work in Julie. Now, in the name of Jesus, pain, leave right now. Julie, this is what the Lord is telling me about you right now. Okay? He says, He wants you to know how much He loves you. God loves you so much. And thing that you've gone through with church and stuff like that. I don't know your past beyond a little bit that you've told me. But God says there's been so much hurt that sometimes we let that hurt push, you know, into, and it creates this wall. And right now, He wants you to know how much yourself to Him, not to us, not to people that you don't know. Just open yourself up to Him and know how much He loves you. Hallelujah. Wonderful presence. The love of God is just being poured on you right now. Walk over there and then walk back. And you can walk with her, Eric. It's fine. Thank you, Lord. Tell a difference. Yeah. But what's different? Okay, so the pain's gone on the right side. Okay. This is... That's fine. So... I tell you exactly what you need, what he's wanting me to share with you. So just give me a second. Yeah. You've been disappointed so many times that you find it very difficult to accept the fact that God may be trying to heal you, you know, and so that's why you don't want to kind of take that step and say, you know what, the pain's gone, you know, I think it's gone, because you've just been hurt so much. I understand that. It's nothing to be embarrassed about or upset about or anything like that. We're just being very real. This is what's happened, okay? And God says, now's the time to let go. And don't think, well, is this going to be like it has been in the past? this is the time to kind of step out from that past and to say, God, I receive your love. God, I receive your love. So, it's okay to say, you know what? The pain's gone. In the right. Not just I think so. The pain's gone. Now, if it comes back, then it's okay to say, guess what? It came back. All right? You see what I'm saying? We're not trying to pretend that something's happening. We're just being very real with what God wants to do. And being very honest with him about what's up. Okay? But you have to kind of let yourself go and just say, okay, I'm just gonna be, well, let it go. So, where's the pain right now? Okay, so now it's on the left side, but right now you have no pain on the right side. Okay? All right. So in the name of Jesus. Right now, complete healing, complete wholeness. Not just partial, complete healing and wholeness. Right now, for her back. Line up. In Jesus' name. Let's go ahead and walk again. So what's going on right now? It's mostly gone. Yeah? It's mostly still gone on the right side too, right? Okay. So walk one more time. Now sit there. Stand there and just check it for a minute. Just kind of lean back and forth. Just check it for a minute. Just a little bit. Okay. It's fine. It's really weird. This is great. She said, it's really weird not to have pain on the right side. I don't know how to feel about that. Praise God. Listen. Everything that God wants to do in your body is going to come as you receive how much he loves you. That's what he's telling me to tell you. Okay? All of this is just him loving you. And even if tomorrow, if the pain tries to come back or whatever, you need to stand yourself and just say, Father, I receive your love for me. And so I don't receive this pain. You got to make a choice. Which one are you going to receive? God's love or the pain? And you have that choice. So you can start declaring some things about your life and your body. He's given you that authority, see? So, I believe that it'll continue to get better in Jesus' name, okay? All right. Love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Would you stand with me, please? Now listen, maybe there wasn't a lot of teaching tonight, okay? Okay, but this is what's important. Everybody ministering out of the supply of the Spirit that they've been given. You can take things like that Selena declared, that Derek declared, that this Derek declared, that everybody here declared, that what's your name? I just forgot your name, Chris. That Chris, you know, read. If you take that, see, this is the thing that I so want you to get, is that we must value the Spirit of God that is in other people as well. Sometimes it's very easy just to look to the pastor, and because you know me and trust me, then you trust what's being said. But listen as people share things, even though you may not know them real well. Listen to what the Spirit is saying. Is there something there that ministers to you? And you can receive that. See? In Jesus' name. What? Oh, hello. Uh-huh. Oh, I see that. Oh, yeah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Smooth skin. Just hold on for a minute. Allergies, be gone. Whatever you've been allergic to, I declare that you are free from it in Jesus' name. And that this will immediately begin to leave your body in the name of Jesus. Do you receive that? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Father, we thank you for signs and wonders following your word. Father, we thank you that out of the gift of music and out of the gift of worship, the prophecy and things that we can declare can ride that. And that we declare things that are known in the spirit realm and that are now known in the natural realm and manifested in our lives in Jesus' name. We receive the words that were spoken tonight. We receive what your Spirit is doing in our lives. We receive, Father, your love in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Well, go find somebody, hug their neck. Come on, bless them in Jesus' name. Go out rejoicing. Hallelujah.